So basically what's changed is that you don't see any more bookshelves in there. So it's just a sitting area, table. So we're hoping that the room will be just used as a quiet space for staff and delegates who want a space to come and write or to read. So there will be no computers, but they can bring their laptops and use it in there because it has Wi-Fi.
With the rise of technology and how books have become less prominent now, how will you and a library adjust to that challenge?
Most of our subscriptions are online, so we do spend quite a bit of our budget on online resources. And if you go into our website, library.un.org, you'll see we have a knowledge-based system in there where you can call AskDeg, where you can post your answer, your question, and you know either there are frequently asked answers already there, or your question comes directly to a librarian online and somebody will respond to you. So we are moving towards online platforms, so that's where we do most of our work. We still find, you know, a lot of our readers prefer the actual books, so they still come. So we still buy print material, and of course the UN still publishes, so we do get those publications that's published by the UN and, you know, documents and things, but otherwise, yeah, it's, you know, we still have to strike a balance between going online or having a mixture of both.
What kind of information does the UN library have for our listeners out there who do not know what UN library is? Can you tell me a bit information of that?
The UN library's mandate is to collect what the UN publishes. So we've been doing that since 1945-46. So we have documents and publications that's been published by the UN from then till now. But we also are mindful of, you know, that the secretariat staff, they do substantive work in the areas that the UN works in. So we do collect publications and journals on issues that, you know, on the UN agenda. So, you know, books published outside of the UN on human rights, international law, sustainable development. So we do collect a lot in those areas also.
What's the future of UN Library?
I hope that we stay. I know that we do have a role to play in the information, you know, providing information, disseminating information about the UN. And we work very closely with delegates who come in to work here at the UN in New York. So, you know, when they come in, we do provide them with training on how to use UN information, how to understand document symbols, which is always people don't know what is that. So we do have a role to play in ensuring that UN information is preserved and disseminated. We have a digitization program going on where they are going back and digitizing older documents and putting them online. And I know that, you know, as long as the UN is in existence, we would be in existence.